Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
JV program, lots of entertainment, lots of info, lots of credibility. I say that bragging about the people who are on the air with me. Yes, I am. In fact, Jennifer Horn on the list with Kara Schillen at the controls. Victoria Keelan is here. We've been discussing a lot of things. I find one of the great things about working, in this circumstance is that all of us have ambition and knowing and, you know, getting ahead, knowing what you want, how to get there, that sort of thing. I think people without ambition are kind of lifeless. There are a lot of people who are satisfied with their lot in life, but then there are others. It isn't about satisfaction or dissatisfaction, really. I just think it's about achievement. And I think that's part of what humanity is all about. Look at all the things, and where would we be if we didn't have people who were achievers? Think about it. We wouldn't be anywhere. Everybody was just
curiosity. You
know, pathetically lethargic. Wow. So strong ladies we have here on the air. Jennifer, you have an update on Jeffrey Epstein.
Epstein. Sarah,
now you've got me doing it. We were talking. Epstein. E-E-N. Well, as if it was spelled like that. Okay. So he's still dead. I get that. What else?
He's still dead, but here's the latest. So the reason he's back in the headlines again, other than the obvious investigations that are still going on, is that this week there were pictures of his autopsy and things that were released, and a couple of the networks did some big specials about Jeffrey Epstein. But of course this happened. The big story is that surveillance video of Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell the night of his first alleged suicide attempt last July has been deleted.
By
whom? It was a result of technical errors. Whoever the jail is, I guess the Metropolitan Correctional Center.
God.
The revelation came this past Thursday in a letter from U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman to a judge in a separate case involving Nicholas Tartaglione, who's an accused murderer who was who's Epstein's former cellmate inside the Metropolitan Correctional Center. The MCC inadvertently preserved the video from the wrong tier within the MCC, and as a result, video from the outside the defendant's cell no longer exists, according to the prosecutor. Keep in mind, Jeffrey Epstein was found in his jail cell on July 23rd. He had a bedsheet around his neck. Prosecutors say the facility subsequently put him on a temporary suicide watch. Now, Tartaglione asked the MCC to submit surveillance video proving he did not beat up Jeffrey Epstein. He was accused of that, and that the injuries that day were self-inflicted from Jeffrey Epstein himself. The government asked the MCC to record and save the surveillance video from outside the shared cell between Epstein and Tartaglione. The MCC said they had listed the wrong cell number for him, and as a result, the MCC saved and recorded the wrong video. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
There's just too many coincidences in this. I mean, look, it may be a conspiracy, it may not be, but judging by the experts who say there was a third bone broken in Epstein's neck, and then according to, and I think it was, was it NBC or CBS, whoever did the special this past week, they said that multiple nooses were actually found in the room, that there were actually two nooses the day that he actually was
practicing.
Right. Now, according to the letter that was sent this past week, the government determined that the requested video no longer existed on the backup system either, and has not since at least August 2019 as a result of technical errors. He was facing federal charges. That's what brought him to prison. He was put in the cell with Tartaglione. They moved Tartaglione out, remember, because they said he was they were at risk being in the cell together. So then they get Epstein alone. He allegedly tries to commit suicide. They can't prove that. Then they put him on suicide watch. They take him off suicide watch, and the very next day he's dead. It smells so bad. Mm. And if this is all on the up and up, then the government is inept, and this facility, the MCC, is completely inept. If not, which I don't believe that they are, then there is something that needs to be explained here.
Really, you got to do a little explaining. Some explaining to do.
Some explaining.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's do some other Steens. Steins? Steens. Steens.
Jeffrey Epstein.
All right, so Harvey Weinstein is in court, started this week. The first news was that he was an arrogant SOB. I don't know if that's news. He's on his phone all the time while the court proceedings are going on.
Got in trouble for it.
Yeah, now there are some more witnesses who apparently have shown up who are not part of the original case. They could help seal the case against Harvey Weinstein. These women have not been publicly identified, but their allegations have become public this week. More incidents of the same kind of thing. I'm not even going to give what he did coverage or that kind of leverage. What's the Molyneux rule? Anybody know what that is? Mm-hmm. They're going to be allowed to testify because of the fact that they've just shown up. But this rule apparently says that other accusations can be used to establish a pattern to an offender's criminal behavior, but it only goes so far. But, I mean, how many people are they? They got dozens of people, haven't they, that have come out with the goods against him?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So, and
he's got charges. Don't forget, he's got charges in New York and Los Angeles. He's got charges everywhere.
Yeah. So the other thing is that I didn't see much about this during the week, but Bill Cosby's gone back to court. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
To try to get his conviction overturned. I don't know how many legs he has to stand on there.
Okay. Well, he's still arguing that they weren't allowed to use the evidence that they did. They had all those women come in and testify against him, and he's saying that that was not right, that they shouldn't have been able to do that. So he's still fighting away.
Mm-hmm. There's
typically they don't allow that, for the record. Aside, not that that's right or wrong, but
mm-hmm. A couple of other people in the news focus on Leonardo DiCaprio and Bradley Cooper and Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg. As we continue here on the DJV program, reminder about there are all kinds of listening things that if you go to DougStephan.com or DougStephanNetworks.com, you can see the other things that are a part and parcel, not only the DJV show and the podcast that we have from there every week, but we also have the Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And the one focus this week that you may find very interesting is an overview of all the medical breakthroughs that have happened in the last 10 years from Ken's perspective. So if you want to overview that, so find out what the amazing medical breakthroughs were from the last decade, maybe give you some hope on some of the things that you didn't know. It's all at the Good Day. You can go to gooddayhealthshow.com for the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much hate.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A couple of interesting anecdotal clips about people who are well known. Brad Pitt got a lot of good airtime at the Golden Globes last weekend, and then this week I didn't realize he was this close to Bradley Cooper, who also has been in the news. He was. I didn't see Bradley Cooper at the Golden Globes, though, was he? I don't think he was there, was he?
I don't think he was.
Yeah, I don't think I saw him.
Anyway, I told you a couple of weeks ago that Clint Eastwood tried to get him to play the role that actually went to Sam Rockwell eventually in the Richard Jewell movie. Apparently Brad Pitt, who's been talking a lot lately about his getting sober, is attributing his success to Bradley Cooper. And I didn't realize that,
sober success?
Yeah. Right.
Well, Bradley Cooper's been sober for a long time, so
I didn't know he even had a problem. That was what surprised me. I didn't realize he was on that list of people who have behind.
Well, Brad had no choice. Brad had to, he had to submit to alcohol and drug testing in order, as part of his like custody agreement with his kids. So Bradley Cooper made the choice to get sober, but Brad has to stay on the wagon or else he doesn't get to see his kids amount of time. Yeah, he's on some sort of probation. I don't know if he'll start drinking again after that. I don't know. He looks better than he's ever looked, I think. So
yeah, he looks great.
He looked hot at the Golden Globes, so it's working for him.
Bradley, he looks like he needs a haircut. All right,
his hair was awesome.
Yeah. You think that's awesome?
Oh, my God, his hair was gorgeous. It doesn't look greasy.
It looks greasy, isn't it?
Please.
Leonardo DiCaprio, as long as we're in the same church here with Cooper and Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio in the news this week saved a man who fell overboard from a cruise ship while he was in St. Bart's vacationing. He was with his girlfriend there over the new year. This is coming out. DiCaprio was on a boat sailing off the island. He was alerted that this 24-year-old guy had fallen off the cruise ship and was drowning. The man had been treading water for 11 hours. Huh?
Jeez.
How do you fall off of a cruise ship and nobody goes back to get you for 11 hours? Anyway,
well,
so DiCaprio.
But how would anyone even know? Well, it's usually
by yourself.
You know?
Yeah, maybe that's true. Yeah. So anyway, DiCaprio went out with the crew on his boat and searched for this guy. They located him and rescued him. And
I love the joke about him and his girlfriends at the Golden Globes. That the movie was so long, he had to dump his girlfriend.
That was funny.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg announced this week she's cancer-free. Four-time cancer survivor said in an interview that her radiation treatment for pancreatic cancer was successful. Man, there aren't many people that can say that, especially at her age.
Yeah, I think they caught it so early, right?
Well, she's been under treatment for this kind of cancer since 1999, and she had early-stage pancreatic cancer treatments in 2009, 86 years old, had surgery to relieve some nodules in her left lung. She's a tough old bird, man.
I was going to say, she needs to put out a book about whatever she's doing to stay alive.
What is
the rest
she doing?
Of the
pickling.
Staying alive. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
How many hits can you name from Dolly Parton? We could probably have a half hour's conversation about all the great music since she was a kid that she's recorded. Now, she's telling people that she has a plan to preserve her legacy for generations after she kicks the bucket. In the final episode of the hit podcast Dolly Parton's America, a co-producer caught Dolly in a spiritual, kind of a reflective mood, and asked her about her faith, what she thought of the afterlife, and what she was doing for the end of the road, what her plans were. She said, quote, "I got hundreds, thousands, in fact, thousands of songs. A big part of them have never been recorded. There's enough stuff to go on forever with my music, to do compilation albums, to do new and original things. I'm purposely trying to put songs down for that very purpose. In fact, I have a click track of my vocals where any arrangement could be done." Parton says she'd like for producers and songwriters in the future to be able to take her voice tracks and overlay them with whatever kind of song they're recording. She said, quote, "Any producer anywhere in the world when I'm gone, I can take my songs, just the click track and my vocal, and build a complete arrangement around it, any style, so my music will go on forever." Parton, who is a very hard worker and she plans for everything, said she didn't want to be unprepared and have her life's work become tied up in legal battles after she's gone. She said, quote, "I'm one of those people that believe in being prepared. I don't want to ever leave my stuff in the same shape as Prince or Aretha or anybody else that didn't plan ahead."
Which makes so much sense. It's crazy to me that these people who spent their entire lives creating this art left it in such a mess for someone else to decide
Aretha
what happened
was
to
the
it.
Worst.
Especially Aretha.
Yeah.
Prince wasn't really ready to go, but Aretha.
Aretha was sick and left her will in the couch cushion or something.
Yeah, like four different wills in the couch cushion.
Yeah. Parton said she was asked about the afterlife. Yes, I think this is very appropriate, Victoria. She said, quote, "I don't think it's the end of any of us. I think we're recycled, which hasn't been a way I've heard reincarnation referred to, but I guess it makes sense, right? Recycling. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. We go back to that great flow of divine energy. Hopefully we spread ourselves around in other wonderful ways. That's pretty nice. I like that philosophy, frankly. I have to have a little of that in the next week's podcast of Your Hidden Power. Meanwhile, as we move into other musical spheres, the Zac Brown Band has set their tour schedule for this year, following the Down the Rabbit Hole tour and the Owl tour. A band announcing their summer run this year. I keep saying it's next year, but it's this year. It's called the Roar with the Lions Tour. Launches up in Guilford, New Hampshire, which is a great summer place for Memorial Day weekend, along with other amphitheaters like a pavilion that's in Camden, New Jersey, the Bethel Woods Center for the Arts in Bethel, New York. Tour includes stops at ballparks like Citi Field in New York and a show at Sun Trust Park in Atlanta. Our summer tour is inspired by the folklore surrounding the figure of the lion, Zac Brown said. I'm a Leo. All the guys in the band are lions. They exemplify strength, courage, intelligence, and loyalty, and work in tandem to defend their territory and one another. The crowd is our pride. They always show up for each other no matter what, just like our fans always show up for us. Can't wait to hear you roar with us. So the tickets are going on sale next week. As a matter of fact, the 17th. At 10 o'clock local time via the band's website, which I'm going to guess is ZacBrownBand.com. Should I guess that? Is that safe for me to say? Okay. ZacBrownBand.com. 28 past the hour on the DJV program, DJVShow.com.
And in the waitress' eyes, he sees the same old light is shining.
The new Michelin silicone blades last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zyglode shows Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced Quad-Tech 4-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts 2 times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdown, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used for their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A top Iranian military commander made a rare public appeal for forgiveness as security forces fired on protesters and outrage over the mistaken downing of a jetliner, which fired up opposition on the streets and stirred dissent within the government's conservative base. It was the second day of protests after the military acknowledged it had launched missiles that brought down a Ukraine International Airlines jet near the Iranian capital on Wednesday, killing all 100 176 people on board. On Fox News Sunday, White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien was asked if he thinks Iran will come to the table now.
Because Iran is being choked off, and Iran's going to have no other opportunity. There's no other way for them to get the money they need to fund the guard, to fund their regime, to fund their malign activities. And you're seeing protests now breaking out across Iran. We've seen it now for several months.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
After the hour here on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan working on the same side of the street with Kara Schillen and me. I'm Doug Steffen. The continuing focus on airbags, what's safe and what isn't, what works and what doesn't, what cars have them and what cars don't. This is sort of a throwback, Victoria, to the Takata scandal that started a couple of years ago. I think this has been going on. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. Yep. It sounds like these guys work for Boeing. They don't have any way to. They seem not to be able to. What a mess. And
it
people worry about
so
this.
This is a recall, essentially. Mm-hmm. So Takata makes the airbags for pretty much every car on the road. And right. So they're recalling 10 million more of the front airbag inflators that were sold to 14 different automakers because, and this is what's really scary, they can explode without warning. And it hurls shrapnel, metal shrapnel. 25 people have been killed by this. It basically, with such force, it's like being in front of a, you know, like, like an exploding landmine. It just blows the metal right through you. And this is probably the most high-profile case of this happening. Was Clint Eastwood's son's girlfriend. She was driving in, I believe it was in California, and she, one of these airbags exploded and it killed her. And so he's been very vocal and has been an advocate, has testified before Congress about it, about losing her and just the negligence of Takata. Takata actually went bankrupt over all this. This was back in 2015. They agreed to a settlement with U.S. safety regulators, and this is one of the largest, or maybe even the largest, series of automotive recalls in U.S. history. So now these new 10 million inflators, these are the ones that were replaced. So if you already think like, oh, I'm in the clear because I already had mine replaced, well, it's the replacement parts that they're now recalling. So right. This is part of 70 million airbags in the U.S. Now, here's the thing. If you drive an Audi, a BMW, a Honda, Daimler van, Fiat Chrysler, Ferrari, Ford, General Motor, Mazda, Mitsubishi, Nissan, Subaru, Toyota, and Volkswagen, they're all affected. That's pretty much, I can't even think of a brand, Mini Cooper maybe, is, although they're probably owned by somebody else. I'm trying to think of a brand
Mini
that's
Cooper
not affected
to BMW.
By this.
BMW.
Yeah,
Mini Cooper
so,
is a BMW.
Now, in the next coming, in the next few days, we're going to see all the automotive companies are going to have a list of the make and model years that are affected by this. Mm-hmm. If Subaru has been the first one that already came out and listed all of the models that need to be rechecked and redone.
That's pretty much every model. You got to have it.
Oh, it's certain years. Yeah, it's certain years that have it. So it's definitely check out the list. You can go to the highway transfer. You can go. Actually, there are many sites. You can just Google your VIN and it'll pop right up and let you know if your car is affected. But take it seriously. This is not something you want to mess with. This is the drive. This is the passenger side of the of the car. That's what's affected. So. My sister-in-law has a Subaru who she had to have her airbags redone, and she was driving my mom but she to an event, and she had my mom sitting in the back seat because the front...
In case something happened.
Yeah. Wow. She doesn't want to be responsible for killing her mother-in-law. So, yeah.
Well, I'll get some more information for those of you who stick around later in this half hour. Nick Miles from ROExpert.com, one of the country's foremost experts in cars. We'll talk about it a little more extensively, along with what's going on or has gone on at the CES this week involving cars. And meanwhile, I see something very exciting, Jennifer. You must be really, really excited about your mayor in Los Angeles endorsing Joe Biden.
So
that's big news.
Totally stoked. That's if I were Joe Biden, I'd say no thank you. Everything is what you get
right,
wrong.
Yes.
But he won't, so, you know.
I'll take a big pass on that.
He met with Bloomberg,
you.
I think, earlier in the week, too. But I guess he didn't endorse him, or maybe Bloomberg didn't want it. I don't know.
Speaking about CES, did you know that they're on display at the CES were some new Pampers? They've built into the new Pampers a notification device so that when you have a child that has pooped, peed in the diaper, you'll know. There'll be some notice on your iPhone or something.
Yeah, I'll tell you
technology?
How. I have something like that built into me. It's called my nose. And, you know, you just use it, and it's like an alert that goes off and says, there's poop in this diaper.
Right. It seems pretty silly.
I just avoid diapers altogether, so
yes,
I don't
you're
have
gonna
to worry
avoid,
about this.
There you go. There's a report out that I thought would be very interesting to spend a minute or two on with you three. The health consequences for women who are having complications in their life from drinking too much alcohol. Apparently, this is something came out this week in the journal Alcoholism. It's an experimental research paper looked at the death certificates of Americans who have died in the last 20 years as a result of being inebriated, alcohol-related deaths. A million different postmortems, and shows the number of alcohol-related deaths per year of people 16 and older is double for women than it is for men. And I was trying to figure out why that might be the case. Why would women be more likely to succumb to alcohol-related deaths than...
I can tell you why. Stress. Men do not. Men process stress so differently than women. Women internalize it and self-medicate. It's not just alcohol. It's women take more pills than men do. It's all stress-related and how women are
really?
Just, yeah, I mean, women
I
just have so much, yeah, women hold so much inside, you know, that we just don't really vocalize it as much as men do.
Yeah, well, I'm interested to hear that. And does that, do you actually consciously think, all three of you drink wine, I don't know what else you drink, but do you consciously, is this something in your mind as you drink? Or are you aware of it, or is it something that just is...
Of stress and drinking?
Well, yeah, how much of your drinking is related to your stress?
Oh, my gosh, how often do we say, oh, I need a glass of wine?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do we say that? It's not because we need a glass of wine. It's because our brains say, oh, just give us a break.
Yep, exactly.
Kara, do you agree with that? Or
Carrie's the biggest drinker of all of us, so
I don't know about that.
No, she's not.
But I mean, yeah, there's definitely been a few times in the morning where it's like 8 a.m. and I'm like, man, is it happy hour yet? But I don't normally, that's something that I say, and occasionally, like normally by the time I get home, occasionally on a Friday or Saturday, I'll have, you know, a glass or two of wine. But it's
cheap stuff or good stuff?
Who said the cheap stuff isn't good stuff?
You just have to get the right cheap stuff.
I'm no expert. The only time I was ever drunk in my life was finishing off a bottle of Ripple, and the old expression was C triple with Ripple.
Well, I can tell you that that is not the good stuff.
And that's not what you said.
And don't forget the peppermint frozen thing at my house.
Oh, my God, at your house, yeah.
That was so gross, and Doug's oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of stuff. Like, you can get bottles of wine for really cheap at Trader Joe's, and that's pretty good. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't really think about stress that much. Or I'm definitely not stressed enough that I'm having, like, five glasses of wine. Yeah. So...
You're not doing life right then.
Maybe that's what I'll do tonight. I'll update you guys. I'll send you pictures of me drinking five glasses of wine from
Clearly
stress.
You need some more stress in your life.
Speaking of stress, those of you who have decided you want to ride on one of those new electric scooters, beware of the number of people who are being hurt riding on these things. I don't know whether it's because they don't know how to drive them or because cars that are in traffic with them don't know what to do. They become very popular in certain parts of our country. Over the last 4 years, there are three times as many of these scooters as there were before. 40,000 broken bones and head injuries and bruises from scooter accidents this past year in emergency rooms. The scooter injury rate among the general population has climbed from 6 per 100,000 to 19. And these are younger riders. I don't know that I've seen anybody in their 60s riding one of these things around in L.A., which is where you... Where else
sure
do they...
Sure, it's happened. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where else are these big cities? Do you ever see any of them in the smaller towns?
Well, New York City will never allow these electric scooters because you imagine what the disaster that would be with cabs and people going in and out of traffic? But all these scooters, people die. There's, I think, two deaths in Nashville and someone died in Austin. So a lot of medium-sized cities.
So what's the message here? Don't use them or be careful? I mean, what do we carry away from that news of all the accidents?
Part of the problem, to me, I would say the biggest problem for adults using these is they're drunk because they think, I can just rent an electric scooter, you know, and instead of getting behind the wheel, and it's the same thing. It's the same result. They're getting injured. They're hurting other people. And so until someone starts pulling people over on scooters and giving them breathalyzers, I don't really know how they can stop that.
Mm-hmm. Pretty. Yeah. You wouldn't catch me on one of them. I first thought it'd be kind of cool. Miles and I were looking at somebody last Sunday who was on a scooter, and he's got one, you know, one that he pushes himself on.
Yeah.
And said, Gramps, can we ride on one of those? And Gramps looked at him and said, no, I don't think so. I don't think we'd have fun. I think it would be, you'd have to wear, you know, your helmet. And you got
Gramps isn't into a bleed right now.
No.
Gramps is like, not on my watch. He already broke his arm.
Take no clawing here.
Exactly, yeah. It's 46 past the hour.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth-building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And copays on Medicare Part D, you save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Copay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's have a little argument here about the new landmark environmental regulation overhaul by the Trump administration. They want to roll back some of the rules. What are they rolling back? Jennifer, Victoria, do you know? Because they're, I mean, just to say they're rolling back the rules. There's so damn many rules. Who knows
it's
what they're rolling
new
back?
New construction.
New construction of what? Homes?
Anything, any new construction. So it's homes, and it's office buildings, you know, retail space, whatever it is. Trump said that he thinks it's going to make, in some way, I don't know
so
how.
Is this something he'll benefit from once he gets out of office? Is that the suggestion that people don't like him?
His son-in-law, right. Their company, yeah, the Kushners, absolutely would benefit.
Well, why don't we, what's the real thing? Because I haven't heard about it. So what are they rolling back?
The environmental regulation, well, they've done a lot of this.
On sort
of
homes, stuff. On but commercial business.
This is the sort of things that you have to put in, the stuff that would be used in
it's for insulation. Large infrastructure projects, so it's large commercial stuff. So the highways, pipelines, mining, things like that, all the stuff that is, you know, really polluting. So that's why people who are pro-environment are not happy with this. This has been signed into law since 1970 under Nixon. So it's,
what
you know.
They're rolling back.
I love the environment. I also hate regulations, though.
Yeah. All right. Take care of that.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's the Nickster on the DJB program. Our auto expert is Nick Miles, who has spent the week at the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. So through the lenses, I don't know, I've never seen, yeah, no, you wear glasses, right? I've seen pictures of you looking without glasses. Yeah. All right, so he's got his glasses on. So through your lenses, you notice how clever I am with the attribution here of you looking more closely at what was going on at CES because you have on your really, maybe those are rose-colored glasses. I don't look at them more carefully. The impact.
I don't make enough money for rose-colored glasses.
I have to change that. So, is there something profound, the impact of the this big show in Las Vegas? Did you see any eye-popping technology as to the future of cars there?
Yes, oh yes. Yeah, it is sort of the future of cars and where you'll see the future of everything released, including things like ice cream makers that come with like the Krups machines now are turning into ice cream makers. But on the car front, you'll see they have the new Mercedes-Benz there, which is called the AVTR, which was designed in part by James Cameron, the gentleman who makes Avatar, Titanic, and all those movies.
Really?
Yeah, and so he's a very nice Canadian man. I got to spend a little time with him at CES, And, of course, the new Avatar movie is coming out in about 2 years' time, around 2021, 2022. And he designed this car that's sort of something you might see in the movie, although it isn't actually in the movie. The coolest thing about it is, you know, there's no steering wheel and all that sort of thing. It's driven by your hand laying on the center console, all that futuristic spaceship movie stuff. But the interesting thing about it is they're taking plastic out of the oceans and making these cars on the inside, which I think is a great way to clean up the oceans. There's a lot of interesting stuff about the car. It's a little too personal for me. The car reads your bio readings, and it gets all inside you and understands you and this sort of thing. I'm married, so I have enough of that problem already.
Good for you, pal.
It is interesting. It is interesting.
All right, so you saw a lot of good stuff. We'll see more of it as we move ahead. I want to go back a little bit to this airbag thing. You had the recall of the recall on the airbag. So really? I mean, what, these people haven't got the ability to figure it out? Are they dumb? Or what is just, what the hell is going on here?
First of all, Doug, it's very, very frustrating. For a quick recap of the situation, Takata, which is a Japanese company that makes airbags, made a faulty airbag. And the first batch was discovered in 2015. And what happens if you live in southern states, it could happen anywhere, but it's more likely if you live in humid conditions, that accidentally the airbag would go off and it has fragments of metal in it, and it's killing people. There's people who are being killed by this airbag when it's going off and it shouldn't go off, etc., etc. They discovered a bunch of them, and we thought it was all over. Unfortunately, there's no one to go after because Takata went bankrupt, so we're really, you know, everybody's just fighting with Takata's insurance company now at this point because the company's on its last legs, and it will not recover. But now they discover a bunch more airbags that Takata made that we thought, well, you know, they weren't included, but strangely enough, they are included. And so now I'm just wondering who we finger wag at, whether it's the U.S. government, whether it's the insurance company from the government. I mean, somebody should have known about this, because the worst thing, I mean, apart from there's nothing worse than anybody dying, but the worst thing is about this is you can't drive your car if supposedly you have one of these airbags in it. You're supposed to not have anybody in the seat which has the airbag in it, which is ridiculous. I mean, you can't.
Why do you have an airbag?
Yeah.
I mean, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's disabling 500,000 more cars. Now, there's so many, I can't list them off. But you should always know this information. You keep this handy, keep it on your refrigerator. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA.gov, has a website. Just go to NHTSA.gov. And you can type in the VIN number. That's the little number on the inside of your door, or you can see it in a little glass window on your windshield. Type it in there. It'll tell you if your car is at any kind of recall whatsoever. You could type it in. It'll tell you if you should go back in there because your cigarette light is faulty or whatever.
Yeah,
it'll have that information. So you can do that. I suggest you do it right. You know, do it this weekend. Go in there, check
it
out.
Don't let it go. Don't let it go.
Yeah.
So I went to your website, rautoexpert.com, to see a picture of this new Mercedes-Benz that you saw at the Las Vegas Convention Center. It's a weird looking thing. Good God!
It is. It sort of looks like an organism. Yeah, it looks like an organism. Something a doctor might remove.
Yeah. Right, from King Kong. Well, I don't know. I just some of this stuff, I'm pretty traditional. You've got to do a little bit at a time here, and this is a real swag into the future. RAutoExpert.com is his website. Nick Miles here on the DJV Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.